I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He's among the top fitness dudes, and her entire party saw one of Kenya's nudes. It's Watch What Happens Live with Cynthia Bailey and Bob Harper now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC.
Hey guys, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen. So glad tonight's guests are joining me, and I didn't even have to pretend President-elect Biden was coming to lure him here. She says she's been through the peaks and the valleys, and now she's head over heels. From the Real Housewives of Atlanta, please welcome Cynthia Bailey. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Andy.
Looking beautiful. And my next guest is a fitness and wellness expert, so maybe he can tell us the nutritional benefits of Cynthia's plastic grapes. It's trainer Bob Harper. Hey, Bob. Great to see you. I'm glad you have a cocktail. And Cynthia, Bob is dressed in white as an homage to your party, right, Bob?
I love it. He almost looks a little bit like Biden, too.
Well, I hope I look a little younger than Biden.
No. The best, youngest version, of course.
Oh, okay. I like that. But yeah, when I saw the episode and like the white party, I thought, okay, if I was going to this party, what would I wear? And so I pulled this outfit together and was like, all right, let's go, Cynthia. Here we go.
I love it. I want to get into tonight's episode. Bob, I know you were very touched by what Portia had to say about her dad tonight, right?
Yeah, there was that moment that she talked about the kissing that her sister got every night. Portia did not get that from her father. And the way that she just cried immediately, it broke my heart because, you know, we're all looking for the love of our father, right? And mother. So it really touched me.
Cynthia, this was the number one question for you. Jameel99 said, Cynthia posted that her wedding would follow all safety precautions and then posted a ton of pictures without masks. So which was it, and how do you defend holding a large indoor event in the middle of a pandemic?
We did everything on our end to ensure everyone's safety, from masks to shields, temperature checks. I had a COVID-19 specialist come and spray the place. So with that said, what happened was the only time people were allowed to take their mask off was to eat or drink. So it's a wedding. So that happened. And then a lot of people actually wanted to take pictures with their mask off because, you know, when you take a picture, it's like, oh, can I take the mask off? So I wasn't even thinking, of course, oh, now all the pictures are going to have the mask off because.
Did anyone get sick after the wedding?
No. Thank you, Jesus. No one tested positive as a result of being at our wedding.
Good. Well, there you go. Cynthia, Teresa W. texted and wants to know if you think Kenya would have freaked out if it was anyone from but LaToya, showing her nude at a public event like that? Or do you think Kenya wanted people to see it?
Well, it was a damn sexy nude. I mean, if it was going to be shown to the world. With that said, I was just surprised that Kenya gave a nude to any of us, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? It just, you know, she's more kind of private about stuff like that.
What's going on with Kenya and LaToya, do you think? What's your take there?
Honestly, I feel like Kenya kind of got in kind of a, I don't want to say a dark place, you know, last year, especially with everything that was going on with the divorce and the pandemic and everything. And I felt like, you know, for her, LaToya was just kind of like a breath of fresh air for her, like just someone for her to have fun with. You know, they were kind of in similar places at the time. Kenya, you know, looked like she was definitely leading toward her divorce. I don't know what's happening now, but at that time, that's what it was looking like. And obviously, you guys will see that LaToya is kind of all over the place with her, you know, relationship. She's trying to figure it out as well.
Bob, you wanted to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, because if you're going to send a nude out, and that was a really good one, you want the attention, you like the attention, and I feel like Kenya is just kind of like, you know what? I'm fine if someone wants to give me attention, LaToya wants to give me that attention, I'm going to take it. You know, that was during 2020 when all bets are off. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, right. Well, Bob, I want to present you with scenarios that the Atlanta ladies are facing. And I want your take if you were in their shoes. Tell me what you would do. What would you do if your partner was spying on you with security cameras in your home?
I would give him a show, honey. I'm like, if you want to spy on me, I'm going to give you something to watch.
Okay.
Cynthia was very adamant about the significance of her 10-10-20 wedding date. Is a specific wedding date that important, do you think?
I think when you're the bride, whatever is important to you is what's important. I was going to get married in 2020, and I decided, you know what? It's not the year for us to do it. We're going to hold off. But I think it's all about what the bride and or the groom wants for that time.
How would you react if you graciously welcomed a brand new friend into your home and she immediately shaded your cold meatballs?
I'd have to throw shade right back at her. I'm like, you want to start on my cold meatballs? I'm going to start on something you got going on right now. Because nobody's talking about my food.
How would you handle if an in-law was living with you and butting heads with your partner?
I'd be like, you know, grandma, you got to just like step off a little bit because this is my partner and you're going to have to love both of us because this is not changing.
What would you do if a frenemy questioned the authenticity of your activism?
I think that's what frenemies do, right? They're always going to like look for just like a little chink in the armor. And I would just take it with a grain of salt to be like, you know what? I'm doing my part to help the greater good. And if you got some stuff to say, then, you know, it's going to be your problem.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Bob. On this show, we only tend to talk about fitness as it pertains to fitness whole drink inside my mouth. So let's consult with an actual fitness expert while we have him here. It's time for Let's Get Physical. We have questions. Please help. Okay. If I want to get a six pack by the summer, what do I do? Where do I start?
Well, you got to stop eating, right? I mean,
stop eating.
You got to think about every single thing that you are putting in your mouth.
Okay. What's your take on expensive home gym equipment like spinning bikes and treadmills? Worth the investment?
You know, I think that if you've got the money for it, and you've got the space for it, that's great. You know, I'm working with a new fitness app called NeoU, and it's like all these great workouts that you can do without any equipment at all, and you can do it at home.
It's all at-home workouts. That's great. My trainer, Stan, is on NeoU. What is one thing you can do for 5 minutes every day to make a healthier you?
Meditate.
How much wine is too much wine to be consumed during the pandemic?
You know what I say? All bets are off when it comes to wine in the pandemic. Anything to get you through the day.
Are you pro or anti-juice cleanse?
completely anti-juice cleanse. I mean, you got to eat food. Any weight that you're going to lose off that juice cleanse, you're going to gain it back when you have that, you know, first day of real food.
Is sex really that much of a workout?
The way I do it.
Yes. Oh, I knew. You know what? I love you, Bob. Okay, last up. What's a simple thing I can do in my daily life to help prevent a heart attack?
I think the daily thing you can do, same thing, is meditate and also really watch your stress levels. Bring that stress level down at any cost.
All right. Thanks so much. Let's go to the virtual audience. Carly, what's your question for Cynthia?
Hi, Cynthia. You're looking so peachy.
Thank you.
I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
So does a surprise engagement really make up for the fact that Kenya almost ruined your proposal? Or are you just saying that so she can stop feeling bad about it?
It's a start. It's a great start, honestly. You know, we moved past it. It is what it is. But I was very touched that she really went out of her way to throw me this surprise engagement because, you know, once I had moved on, I really didn't expect anything else.
All right, Alex, you're up with a question for Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Alex.
Which housewife do you think would be the worst personal training client?
Oh, gosh. Well, I will say that when I was watching Cynthia and Kenya doing yoga and really not really giving their best effort, I was like, all right, come on. And I love that Yogi A was just kind of like, okay, I'm going to walk out for a minute. I'd be like, I'm not walking out. Come on, people. We got to work out.
Oh, my God. Okay. Cynthia, Heather Gaze Gay said, looking back on these last few episodes, can you see Mike and Mallory's point about the wedding and marriage being more important than the ceremony?
Of course. Yes. I can always see Mike's point. I just wanted to just try to figure out if we could do it, do the wedding that I wanted, and be COVID-19 conscious. I've been married on the show before. I've had a big wedding before.
You've been married in your life before, not just on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Not just on the show, but well, the show kind of came up. So I just want to say in real life and on the show.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, I've made it very clear that I'm pretty excited about being with Mike Hill.
Yes.
And well, I just carried that excitement throughout.
Well, the most intense competition at your engagement party was either about who was making it into your bridal party or who was going to win that basketball game Todd was watching at the table. So I want to draft your fantasy bridal party from the full roster of housewives. Who would do a better job getting everyone on the dance floor, Portia or Lisa Rinna?
Ooh, Lisa Rinna, for sure.
Who would you rather have keeping the groomsmen company, Sonia or Marlo?
Marlo, no question.
Who would make a better officiant, Karen or Giselle?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Karen.
Who would you rather have show up to put on a surprise performance, Luann or Kim Zolciak?
I'm going to go with Luann. She's my girl.
Who would you entrust with holding on to Mike Hill's ring, Garcelle or Ramona?
I'm going to go with Garcelle.
Who would you enlist to kick out wedding crashers, Teresa or Leah?
Teresa.
Who would plan a better bachelorette party, Eva or Candy?
Candy can throw a hell of a bachelorette party, so I'm going to stay with Candy on this one.
All right. Very good. There's your fantasy bridesmaid squad. Bob, Blake O wants to know your take on intermittent fasting. Is it actually healthy or is it an excuse not to eat?
I think IF is a really great diet. I mean, because you should be eating when you're hungry and not eating because a clock tells you to. So it's like when you do intermittent fasting, you have a certain time that you're eating, but you have to make sure that you are still making wise decisions. A lot of people that do IF think, okay, I can just eat whatever I want when it's time to eat. And I'm like, that is not the point of intermittent fasting.
Maggie C texted, Cynthia, be honest. Did you actually think Biden was going to be at the party? How much pull do you think Candy actually has?
On everything. I was at the party and still was looking for Biden. Like, I drove Mike crazy. Like, I just thought, like, I knew this was a big election. He's got to do what he's got to do. So if coming to an event that Candy threw for him, like, I thought, hey, it did not seem far-fetched. And I was very excited to meet him. And I still expect and hope to meet him one day.
That is amazing. I love it. Wow. By the way, I mean, you all, you ladies helped turn Georgia blue. I got to tell you, it's really.
We did.
It's really.
We did. With the help of, I give all the credit. Listen, we were talking earlier, Andy. I give so much of the credit to Stacey Abrams. Let me tell you, I hate to say it, the best thing that ever happened was for her not to win, because you don't piss off a black woman.
There you go, said Cynthia Bailey. Well, Cynthia's had so many crazy experiences on this show, and there's only one moment that could top them all, meeting President-elect Joe Biden. Come on out, Joe Biden. Just kidding. Okay, but it's time to play Your Guest is as Good as Mine. I'm going to present you both with situations that may have happened when Cynthia was here. Bob, guess if they happened, Cynthia confirm or deny. Bob, did Cynthia once strut the runway in the clubhouse while making a random object like a baby stroller look sexy?
Absolutely.
Yes, she did. Did our clubhouse turtle, Tremona, crap on the carpet while Cynthia was on?
Yes.
No, that was with Kim Richards. Did Cynthia once pluck my eyebrows for a game entitled Better Pluck Next Time?
Yes.
No, that was Gloria Estefan. During a game of De Wheel Breakers, did Cynthia admit she was open to dating a man that had served time in prison?
It's got to be a yes now.
It is a yes. She was on with Tiffany Haddish, and she said that. Was Cynthia once on the show with the legendary Reverend Al Sharpton?
No.
Yes, she was. Did she share a kiss with Sandra Bernhard?
No.
Yes, she did. Did we once gift Cynthia a bottle of window cleaner?
No.
Yes, I did. Did I once take a selfie with Cynthia's behind?
No.
Yes, no, I didn't. I did it with Kim Kardashian. Thank you very much for playing. Cynthia, Dan Jay wants to know if you were at all pissed that Todd was watching a basketball game during your engagement party.
Not really, because I was still pissed that Biden wasn't there. We're on the same page.
I love it. I love it that you really thought he was going to show up, even after you knew it was an engagement party.
Biden owes me a party. That's all I can
say. Oh, really?
He owes me a party. Yes. I was so excited. I think I was more excited than anyone. And I just thought it was so cool that he was coming to Atlanta. And we were like, we got all dolled up. Like, it took me like five places to find Mike's tux. Like, it was amazing.
Bob, did you think Biden was coming?
I will say that for a split second, I was like, wait, is Biden showing up? But
that would have been so great. That would have been really great.
No, I had Mike even see where he was that day, because I was like, wait a minute, because we had to be on time. And he was like, well, he's in like Cleveland or whatever right now. And he was like, well, you know, he has his own plane, so he could get here in time for the, like, we had worked it all out. I just couldn't let it go.
Oh my God.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, we are back. Cynthia Bailey, Bob Harper. We got a question, Cynthia, wanting to know if it was as awkward as it seemed when Portia arrived during Kenya's speech.
It was a little awkward, because Kenya was like really into her moment and, Portia just kind of came in out of nowhere. I wasn't even sure she's going to show up at that point. So, yeah, it was a little awkward.
Cynthia, RHOA off twirl wants to know if you've talked to Peter since your marriage and since you're suing him at the moment.
Actually, his dad recently passed, and I reached out to him and to his mom and to his daughter that I'm close to as well. So we did speak. I wanted to obviously send my condolences.
Did you speak about the lawsuit?
I did tell him that we could talk about it when it was a more appropriate time. It just wasn't obviously the time to really get into it.
Yes. Bob, Michelle G wants to know the worst or weirdest excuse a client has given you to not work out.
Being hungover, I think, is one of the worst ones, because whenever I hear that a client is hungover, that's when I work them out the hardest.
Oh, I bet you do. You're that kind of guy, aren't you?
I am that kind of guy.
Taylor B wants to know, Bob, if there's one thing none of us should put in our mouths, what is it?
That's a tricky question.
What should we not put in our mouths, Bob?
I'm not a big dairy eater. How's that?
Okay.
I mean, that's a boring, that's a boring answer.
Well, I mean,
it's a boring, because I would say sugar, but there's so many things I could say.
Is there
anything? Do you see my dog in the back?
Yes. So cute. Is there anything you wouldn't put in your mouth?
No.
Marcus,
I chased it all.
Marcus G, are you a gold star gay, Bob?
I am a gold star gay.
Cynthia, he's not been with a woman fully, intercourse with a woman. I'm a gold star gay as well.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, first of all, I didn't know that, and I didn't know what it was called. So know you guys.
Well, Cynthia, you and I are still getting to know each other, as you like to point out.
No, we know each other.
Oh, do we know each other now?
Yes.
Oh, we do.
Yes. I've been around you for over a decade at this point.
And so now we know each other.
Yes.
Wait, Andy, can I say one thing about the gold star gay thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's when my straight friends, when they find that out, they're like, well, how do you know if you haven't tried it? And I'm like, well, have you, I talk to my male friends. I'm like, have you ever slept with a guy? And they're like, no. I'm like, same thing.
Right. Yes. There you go. Okay. Cynthia, Marcus G wants to know if you honestly think if Kenya attended Portia's surprise party that she would have behaved herself, or do you think she would have found a way to stir up some trouble?
I 100%. Feel like she would have behaved herself. It just was not the time or the place for any nonsense. It was just no way that she could do anything but just be, respectful, like we all were. There was a lot of opportunities that night to throw shade, but everybody kind of kept the shade at a minimum, honestly, because it just wasn't time or the place.
There you go. Okay. I want to thank Cynthia and Bob. For more, click around BravoTV.com. This was fun. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.